Hello and welcome to our series of Lenten Reflections. This year we're focusing on movie stories and how they can illustrate the Gospels. I'm James Abbott of the Catholic Communications Network and I'm joined by Father Peter Malone, a film expert and former president of CIGNIS, the World Catholic Association for Communication. Fifth week of Lent, on to Tuesday, and the film here, Invictus.
Yes, Invictus is another film about Nelson Mandela, with Morgan Freeman doing an extraordinary performance, impersonation, combined of Mandela himself. It starts with newsreel kind of footage, but with Morgan Freeman, so almost immediately you're believing this is Nelson Mandela. But the Gospel today follows on the previous day's Gospels, and it's people puzzling about Jesus and his leadership. You know, what are you going to do? He finishes up by saying that he will be lifted up and he will draw all people to himself, and then people will recognize him. So in Invictus, we have a short summary at the beginning of Mandela's imprisonment and then his release. But it's what does he do with his leadership afterwards? And the film is interesting in it takes the World Cup for Rugby Union, played in South Africa in 1995, and Mandela using that situation, especially with the black Africans after his election as president, really wanting to remove the name Springboks. But he has somebody at the meeting who rings him and he immediately comes before they've finished and had a vote and persuades them that South Africa needs all the people and that the Afrikaners had the structures, and so they appreciated football, so he's not going to take it away.
Brothers, sisters, this is the time to build our nation. All of the whites are cheering for South Africa. All of the blacks are cheering for England. How long before the World Cup?
Don't get your hopes up. We're a damn disgrace.
I've been invited to tea.
With who?
The president.
Tell me, Francois. How do we inspire ourselves to greatness when nothing less will do? How do we inspire everyone around us?
As the film goes on, of course, he inspires the captain of the team and the team itself, so that ultimately, on one of those dropkick penalties, they actually do win the cup. So it's an extraordinary moment of Mandela's triumph. He has suffered, but somehow he is lifted up and he has drawn all people to himself with an extraordinary magnetism. And Jesus is saying that that's going to happen to him, that when he is on the cross and he outstretches his arms, then people will look on him and draw all people to himself. And the poem from which the word Invictus comes, it says that he will not be bowed despite all the pain and suffering, slave of no one. So I think a very good Lenten and resurrection film, Invictus.